This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
All right. Welcome back. If you want to get in on the program, you can reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us as always there. That's a 24-hour talk show. And you can reach out to us also on email. Email is the other way to reach out to us, just in case you want to send us a video, a picture. That's really the only place I'm going to be able to get it is on email. Orlando at Big O Radio Show.
You could do green screen.
.com. That's right.
Green screen acting.
It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. But for those of you podcasting, as always, Orlando at Big O Radio Show. .com.
Determined to get you a job in Hollywood, man, because it's all green screen now.
That's it. That's it. I can be a weatherman since I know how to work the green screen now. All that good stuff. Anyway, so we got a bunch of things to talk about today on the program. Props to the NHL, and I know the NHL has got their plan in place and their 24 team, tournament and all that stuff that they're going to put together, and it gives the Panthers an enormous break because they get in the playoffs and they don't have to kind of fight their way in at the end, or maybe even be left out all in all. And it'll be interesting to see how the Panthers can handle this, because you have a slow-starting goaltender. And so now he's been off for 3 months. It'll be 3+ months by the time he takes the ice again. And so he's going to start off slow again, probably. And you don't really have a lot of time to start slow here. It'll be interesting to see how the Panthers handle all of this and if they can even last past this round. And because really it becomes a terrible season for you if you really can't even advance in this stage. But I want to give the NHL mad props, because the NHL plans to test their players every single day. And I'm one of those that said, sports can't come back until they have testing every day. You know, the people I thought of, oh, well, we're going to check your temperature. Get the hell out of here, man. There's lots of people that never, ever cut a fever and they have COVID. And they're walking around and they're spreading it to a whole bunch of people. And there's a whole bunch of us that have had COVID and it did nothing to us. We might have been feeling a little tired one day or whatever. You didn't realize it was COVID. You thought you didn't sleep enough. And it went in and out of your system, and you didn't even realize it for a week or two. You know, you had a little bit of a cough, nothing. You didn't think much of it. You thought it was a cold. It went away. Happened to you in January, February, maybe even in March, and you didn't realize it. So a ton of people are walking around without any. That's why they're called asymptomatic, right? So a whole bunch of us have done it already. We don't know who we are, right? Because some of us may have killed people, and we don't even know it. Think about that. Just sit down. Think about the fact that you may have had it, and you may have killed somebody. How terrifying is that? So the fact that they are going to test players on an everyday basis, that's the only way to do it. It said testing is a must because it's the only way you're going to know and feel confident every time you step on the ice that everyone is in the same boat as you and you can play the game the best to your ability. The first major North American professional sports league to announce that it also has a comprehensive COVID-19 testing strategy. They are screening protocols in place for voluntary workouts and training camp in the hands of individual teams. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly also said the NHL plans to test all players every day when the games start happening. We will have a rigorous daily testing protocol where players are tested every evening, and those results are obtained before they would have they would even leave their hotel rooms the next morning. So we will know if we have a positive test and whether the player has to self-quarantine himself as a result of that positive test, Daly says. It's expensive, but we think it's a real it's really a foundational element of what we're trying to accomplish. Each test costs approximately $125, the league says. Commissioner Gary Bettman estimates 25 to 35,000 will be needed to get through the playoffs, a price tag he concedes of millions of dollars. But to get back to work and regular testing is something players insisted on. And that's the right way to do it. God forbid you get this thing and it stays with you forever. Like they say that there's a possibility that it could actually stay with you and create a respiratory issue for your for the rest of your life. You cannot be a professional athlete if you have a respiratory issue. I mean, that's just common sense. Okay? And the fact that, and I would imagine that the NBA is going to do this. The NFL has to do this. I mean, the NHL is the one league that has the least amount of money out of all of them. Them and Major League Soccer. You would figure those aren't the richest leagues out of all of them. But every league, if they want to play, you got to have daily testing. That's the only way to do it. So I commend the NHL for doing the right thing in this situation and testing players on an everyday basis. This gives you and me a chance to see a Stanley Cup winner. If you do that whole thing about, you know, you're testing by temperature, and meanwhile it's quietly being spread all around the league, come on, man. Then you're going to have a pandemic on your hands inside your own league. And then you'll have lawsuits and you'll have all kinds of – this is the player saying, no. I'm not doing this unless there's testing every day. Good for them, man. Good for them in a big-time way. I give them credit. JC Aleman says, you can easily get an antibody test at LabCorp at a ton of locations. Test results in a day. I got mine last week for $10 at a Walgreens with a LabCorp in it. Only problem is, JC, was that a good test? Because apparently some of those things aren't as accurate as they're supposed to be. And that's the problem then. I'm worried about even, why am I going to take a test that may not even be accurate?
What is that, almost like a 50-50?
I don't know.
I've heard the ratio is bad.
I'm not smart enough to know, but I've seen plenty of stories already that these things aren't 100%, you know, accurate. Mark McIntyre says, oh, Bob shut out Tampa four straight last year. I know that's history. Tampa may have started that series lightly. Yeah, and he had already been playing for months. This guy hasn't played for months. And all of a sudden, now from cold legs, he's going to get between the pipes. I saw what happened at the beginning of this year when he was starting the season. It's hard, man. It's hard to feel good. Let's see. Dam has calmed down since yesterday. Might need to talk politics to pick it up. I don't know what that means. Big O, the most the cop will get is 3 years for manslaughter. Then they're not ready for change, my man. Like his Twitter handle says, Dangerous Wilson. Laughing my ass out loud. You're right. That is his Twitter handle. All right, 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. You can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Brian Flores, yesterday head coach of the Miami Dolphins, sent out a message after everything that went on with George Floyd and the protesters and obviously the criminals. It says, I've had the privilege of being part of many different circles that have included some very powerful and influential people of all different races and genders. The events of the last few weeks have brought some of the memories of those conversations back to light. I vividly remember the Colin Kaepernick conversation. "Don't ever disrespect the flag," was the phrase that I heard over and over again. The idea that players were kneeling in support of social justice was something some people couldn't wrap their heads around. You remember that? And I obviously had plenty of, let's just say, colorful discussions with those that kept being butthurt. "Oh, you're kneeling. You're disrespecting the flag." No, they're kneeling for social injustice. Now, are you willing to admit that you were wrong? That it had nothing to do with the flag? And many of us were trying to explain to you. Even people in the military were telling you it had nothing to do with the flag. It had to do with social injustice. Interesting that the players were ripped by some of you, not by all of us, because a lot of us did understand. Yeah, some of you didn't. But it took the knee of Derek Chauvin to bring it full circle. Interesting that it took a knee to kill someone to maybe bring light for those of you out there that were too ignorant to actually understand what was going on. I'm sorry if I insulted you, but you are ignorant. You got that? You understand me? Those of you out there, it's ignorance. When you keep talking about the flag, it's ignorance. It's you blindly not wanting to understand what the protest was about. Had nothing to do with the military. Even people in the military were trying to tell you it had nothing to do with the military. Even Colin Kaepernick, okay, who I don't believe ever wanted to be a QB. He wants to be a guy that's leading social injustice, which there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't BS me about being a QB. But even Colin Kaepernick had a Green Beret tell him, if you're going to protest, protest with a knee. Don't sit. Use a knee. That's not insulting. But yet some of you out there, because that's how this world is, you create your own narrative. And you made it about the military. Had nothing to do with the military. You made it about the flag. Had nothing to do with about the flag. It had to do with protesting social injustice. And it's funny that it took the knee of a racist, disgusting piece of crap like Derek Chauvin to actually wake some people up. Because some of you that were completely acting asinine and ignorant about the knee thing, some of you have woken up. Some of you are like, wow, I understand. I don't know. You needed the knee of a white man in order to understand it, I guess. Not sure. But I guess. I don't know. But it is kind of strange, right, that players were killed for kneeling and social fighting for social injustice, and it took the killing of a black man with a knee to kind of bring everything full circle. Now we're going to find out what happens. So he goes on to say, the outrage that I saw in the media and the anger I felt some of my own private conversations caused me to sever a few long-standing friendships. Most recently, I've had conversations about incentivizing teams for hiring minorities. Again, there was some outrage in the media and talk that this would cause divide amongst coaches, executives, and ownership. I bring these situations up because I haven't seen the same outrage from people of influence when the conversation turns to Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and most recently, George Floyd. Many people who broadcast their opinions or kneeling or on the hiring of minorities don't seem to have an opinion on the recent murders of these young black men and women. I think many of them quietly say that watching George Floyd plead for help is one of the more horrible things they have to see. But it's said amongst themselves where no one can hear. Broadcasting that opinion openly, clearly, is not important enough. I lead a group of young men who have the potential to make a real impact in this world. My message to them and anyone else who wants to listen is that honesty, transparency, and empathy go a long way in bringing people together and making change. I hope that the tragedies of the last few weeks will open our hearts and minds to a better way of communicating and hopefully creating that change. Great stuff by Brian Flores. It's pretty cool, by the way. The more you get of Brian Flores and the more you get of Chris Greer, the more you like what you see, what they're doing. And
we are in such a good place,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, with those
we
guys.
We have not been here, man. Yep. Our foundation is so rock solid, bro. Mm-hmm.
And look, Stephen Ross is also a very good man, okay? He's done a lot of good things for our community, and he also understands this fight and is very supportive of this fight. I think Stephen Ross is also a real positive to all of this. And he's the one guy that I'm hoping, more than anything, Chris Greer and Brian Flores have a ton of success, because that guy's given a lot too, and he deserves to have some success. But it's really cool to see how these guys can actually handle all of these situations. And Brian brings up a lot of good points. And he's lived it. You know what I mean? And he, like I told you, right now is fighting a fight that is so important in the NFL when it comes to hiring minorities. And his success can actually lead to other minorities getting opportunities. So the pressure is on him is enormous. The pressure that's on Chris Greer is enormous. I just hope that, you know, his words, I hope the disgusting actions by some the last couple of weeks open up the eyes to some of you out there. And I hope some of you out there that were so terribly critical of these players kneeling that you kind of take a step back and now you understand. And please, stop whining like a little bitch about the kneeling. Like, I don't want kneeling in my games. It's not going on during the games. Stop it already. It's pregame. That was the other thing. And I got to tell you, those that sound so outraged about it, it almost had like a racial undertone. Like it bothered you that much, and then you made it sound like it was going on in the middle of the first quarter. You made it sound like they scored a touchdown, then went to the sidelines, and everybody started kneeling and started praying and this and that, and they disrupted the game or something. It was pregame. It was during the national anthem. It wasn't at any time during the game. So if your little butt is hurt for kneeling, and it's coming again now, okay? Because obviously it's going to happen now. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in every sport now, a lot, okay? Hey, listen, just tell your wife or your friend to tell you when kickoff is coming, and you don't have to watch any of it. And you don't have to get butt hurt, maybe emotionally crippled, whatever it is you are. Maybe your racism is getting stirred up or whatever. I don't know what happened to you, okay, out there. Whoever you are out there and your little overreacting bitch-ass self, just wait till tip-off, till they drop the puck, till they kick off, and that way you don't have to worry about the kneeling. Oh, I don't want kneeling in my football game. There's no kneeling going on in your football game. It's, you know what it reminds me of? Remember the guy that was on our chat board the other day and was like, well, how come black people aren't out there protesting when it's black on black crime? And I told the guy, you realize that you sound like a racist. Because you hear that all the time. Right? But how did I spin it on him? Do Italians like stand up in arms about drug dealer? Or, I'm not sorry, not drug dealers. Mobsters killing mobsters? Were Cubans like picketing in the streets in the 80s that marimberos are killing marimberos? Were Colombians freaking out on marimberos killing marimberos? And I can go on and on and on. Every class of people has their bad class of people. And they're labeled whatever they are. Right? It's like, why would a black person go out picketing about gang members killing each other? Why? Because they're two blacks? So Asian people all over are going to be worried about Asian mobsters? What's that famous Asian mob that's the Yakuza or whatever it's called? So what, Asian people are like, oh, Yakuzas are killing other mobsters? No. Only in the white racist eyes of that one person or many of those that come up with that stupid ass argument, black people should be worried about black criminals. Because that's the only race of people that should be worried about the criminals in their category. Think about that. Because you hear that argument all the time, right? Well, yeah, how come blacks aren't out protesting black on black crime? Who the hell does?
Talking about crime and race and this and that. Some of the worst people are serial killers. 95% of your serial killers are white males.
Hey, how come white America isn't protesting on serial killers? Huh? Come on. No more whites with three names. It's like the most racist thing out there to say. Well, how come blacks aren't protesting black on black crime? Well, because those are crimes. They're criminals. That's not what we're trying to protest. We're trying to protest cops that are criminals killing people. Huge difference there, racist white guy. Okay? Black people don't worry about black criminals. Just like Cubans don't worry about Cuban criminals. The arguments that people come up with, it's just funny. But you got to come at them the right way. And you come at them with logic and then you shut them down. Right? Because when I tell them that, it's they got nothing. Just like when I would come at the people, oh, I don't want kneeling in my game. And I would say, well, sir, ma'am, there's no kneeling going on in the game. It's pregame. It's the national. Well, it's not right. And it's just hate. That's all it is. Protesting's been going on forever. And usually protesting, just to educate some people, I just want you to know, protesting doesn't happen at the right time. It happens at the wrong time. That's the idea. That's how you get attention. You're supposed to do it at a time that it disrupts, so it brings attention to what you're doing. That's kind of the idea. That's why it's called a protest. Do you think people chain themselves to the front entrance of a nuclear power plant because they want to make it a quiet protest? No! And when they don't want that tree cut down, they tie themselves to a tree. That tree. Why do you think they do that? Because it's disruptive. When the guy's lying in front of a tank in Tiananmen Square, that's not the right time. It's the wrong time, which makes it the perfect time. ladies and gentlemen, that's when protests are done. They're done because you got to bring attention.
You know what we haven't said on the show?
The racist goes, well, why don't the players kneel in the locker room 4 hours before the game when nobody's there?
What is
that? No cameras or anything. That, you know, that'll show solidarity, and it won't bother anybody. Yeah, exactly, asswipe. That's the idea. Yes, that would be perfect in your racist eyes for them to do it quietly in some corner where nobody finds out about it.
Our country was bonded and got together and wrote the Declaration of Independence because of a revolt, the Boston Tea Party. Everybody forgets that. We took the tea and threw it in the harbor in Boston.
Not a good time.
We're not taking it.
Not a good time to do that.
That's,
but it brought attention to this
day. Our country is our start was that.
Right.
We're unified and we're together.
Ah, triads, Yakuza. Ah, you guys are coming in with a bunch of them, huh? Don't we see Asian people all the time protesting? Triads and Yakuzas are fighting. They're killing each other. Oh, my Lord, we've got to stop this. I see Asian people all the time protesting that. So how come blacks aren't protesting black-on-black crime?
Sounds like some of our listeners watch reels. Baddest killers, this, blah, whatever.
It's the funniest thing, man. It's just too funny. The level of ignorance is just crazy. Bill, are you suggesting we start a revolution? Well, the Beatles did years ago.
You know what? We're about...
All right, we're over, by the way. We're at 12:05. We got an hour in already.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We got a bunch of things to talk about still. If you want to get in, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Got some stuff. Got one athlete that got really active in part of these riots. We'll hear from that. I've got a broadcaster that got in trouble. We got some news in the NFL I want to talk about. A classy move by an athlete that I really don't like, but I got to give him some love. I got some music news that I want to talk about. An NFL owner made a statement that I love the statement, but there needs to be a little more substance behind it, and I want to get into that statement too. What else do we have? Oh, music-wise, I got a couple of really cool music notes that I want to talk about. Kobe Price will join us in this hour at the bottom at 12:30. We'll talk about the latest developments in the MLS. Will we get an MLS season? Now I'm getting nervous. Back with more.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.